the mind of God was for creating man, for creating you and I, and placing us on planet Earth. The book of Genesis said about God Almighty and said, let us make man in our image and after our likeness. And let them have dominion. And I'll just summarize the rest. Let them have dominion over the vast resources of the earth and all that I've created. Praise the Lord. It's important for us to know that God is a God of purpose. God is a God of plan. He doesn't do things just by chance. He thinks first. He has a plan in his mind before he decides to carry it out. Praise the Lord. And that's why, as children of God that have the same DNA as our Father in heaven has, you ought not to embark on any mission or purpose or vision for your life without you first ascertaining what you want to do. Praise the Lord. No man will know if he's successful in anything before if he does not determine before what success is. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. You have to predetermine what success is so that when you get there, you will know and recognize that you are there. Hallelujah. So God purposed in his mind, and I want you to know two words and imprint it in your heart. He said, let us. Let somebody say it with me. Let us. If you know a little bit about English language like me, just a little bit, you will know that us is not referring to singular person. Do I have anybody that agrees with me? So, us is plural. Hallelujah. So, when God was talking there and said, let us make man, who are the us that God was referring to? It's important for us to know. Because when we know how God operated from the beginning, it will help us to have a perfect understanding of the family. Praise the Lord. God did not say at the beginning, I am going to create man. He didn't say I. He said, let us. He didn't say, let me. He said, let us. So who are the us? God himself is in counsel with himself. Glory be to Jesus. God in three different dimensions. God the Father. God the Son, which is the Word of God. Praise the Lord. And God the Holy Spirit. Can I hear an amen? Amen. So God is in counsel with himself. The Father himself and the Son and the Spirit of the Father. Hallelujah. So before God created anything, there was an agreement. Praise the Lord. There was unity. The creation was based on the union of the family. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. So he said, let us. Now, carrying out the creation, every part of that family has its own function. Praise the Lord. God the Father declares what he wants to do. Amen. Things went wrong. The Son said, now it is my own function to bring about redemption for what man lost in the Garden of Eden. Can I hear an amen? Amen. And the Son came, did what he needed to do, died on the cross, so that you and I can be a partaker of the blessings of God for his family, which is you and I that he has created into this world. And Jesus left and said, I will send you someone else who is part of our family. Glory be to Jesus. I will send you the Holy Spirit to continue and to finish the work. Praise the Lord. So one God in three different functions. Amen. So in a family, for example, the family unit consists of the father, the mother, and the children. Each one has its own function. But what joins and puts the function together is two words. Let us. Praise the Lord. Beloved, we know that we live in a broken world. Why? Because Genesis chapter 3 told us, and from there in the garden, things have been going wrong. Because it was in the Garden of Eden that the family and the agreement broke. Praise the Lord. And that's why we live in an imperfect world. That's why we have families that are fragmented today. That's why many families are struggling. That is why many families are facing so much hardship today. Broken into pieces. Families are broken into pieces. Love does not exist there anymore. We have situations where siblings in families don't even talk to one another. We have situations that we see that children of siblings don't know each other. Why? We live in a broken world because the enemy came to disrupt the perfect plan of God for the family. Praise the Lord. Why did God make the family? Why did he say, let us create man? Male and female created he them. Praise the Lord. He created man. So you have the male man. You also have the female man. Both of them are man. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Lest you get it wrong and you think that the woman is a lesser being. She's also a man. Hallelujah. She's just created a different species of man. Amen. So why did God, because it's important for us to know, why did God create family? Why did God want a family? From the beginning, he said, let them be fruitful and multiply and spread out to the whole world. Why? So that what they have in heaven, he said, so that they can have it here on earth. Hallelujah. When the disciples of Jesus asked him, how shall we pray? Jesus told them, pray this way. Matthew chapter 6 and verse 10. He said, pray this way. Our Father which is in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. So the plan of God for the family is to bring God's glory down here on earth. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. That everyone that is in God's family will begin to enjoy every blessing that is in heaven here on earth. Praise the Lord. God wants earth to be like heaven. Help me tell your neighbor. God wants the earth to be like the heaven. And let me tell you one thing about the heaven. There is nothing missing there. There is nothing broken in heaven. Hallelujah. And there is nothing lacking. But you know today that a lot is lacking in our families. A lot is lacking. Many families are struggling. They can barely meet basic necessities of life. Is this the will of God? Oh no, it's not. Why then are all these things happening in families? Why can't we keep our families together? Why are families separated? I was talking to a lady some time ago, and I was asking her, I mean, she married into a family where the whole family is a unit. And it was strange to her. And I asked her, don't you have sisters? She said, I do. Where are they? And he said, well, one is in this Lagos. And we have never met. He said, you see, we are not close. Now, you may be there listening to me, and you probably have the same kind of scenario. Everybody is on their own, fragmented. That wasn't the plan of God. And that's why God wanted to reveal to us what a family really ought to be. And that's why he started the family by saying, let us. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Let us. Where there is a let us, there is no division. Where there is a let us, there is no disunity. Where there is a let us, there is no strife among the family. Can I hear an amen? Amen. There is no jealousy there. Where there is a let us. Amen. God's original purpose for the family. The whole Bible is the story of God building a family that will love him, honor him, and reign with him. Please let me tell your neighbor, God wants you to reign with him. Yeah, he wants your family to reign with him. Family is God's idea. It's not man's idea. It is God's idea. Hallelujah. Our sister that introduced this program to us this morning said it. She said, the family, a combination of family units forms the society. And as the family goes, so does the society. We live in a broken society today. And it is unfortunate. In the times when we were growing up, at least the family was still something that people cherished. Hallelujah. In fact, family, when you can see people coming from, maybe grew up in the same area. The whole area is one family. The whole area, the whole street. Everybody knows everybody's child. When you do something wrong, before your parents come, somebody would have chastised you, dealt with you. Hallelujah. But we live in a society now that sometimes even where you live, you don't know who your neighbor is. You've never seen them before. You don't know them. But you see, If you do not know, hallelujah. If you do not know the benefit of a thing, you will never fight for it when it is missing. You will never. That's why a lot of people treat their families as if it's really nothing. I can make it on my own. Or some will say, I made it on my own. Nobody really helped me. And this really do happen in real life. There are people who never received any help from members of their family. And you see, this is why I love God. Because God knew before time. He knew what the devil was going to do. That he would scatter the family. And that is the reason why he brought Jesus Christ. And said, let the Son come. Amen. And pay the price to redeem families. Hallelujah. So that when you are in Christ, you are already in God's family. Even if you are not in a natural family, you are in God's family. And once you are in God's family, nothing shall be lacking, nothing shall be broken, and nothing shall be missing. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. But the plan of God is that every family unit will be a good illustration of God's own family. God in conference with himself. Hallelujah. The unity that is between the God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. He wanted to reveal it and to exhibit it and let it happen here on earth. That's why in Psalm 68, the Bible said that he set them in what? In families. He set the solitary in families. You heard it here this morning. Nobody just jumped from somewhere and you jumped down on earth like a parachuter and you just came. There is nobody like that. You came through the womb of a woman. Hello, somebody. Hallelujah. So whether you like it or not, you are part of a family unit. Now, even if your unit is not working for you, connect yourself with the biggest family ever, the family of God. And you will not miss anything. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the living Jesus. Right from the beginning, we saw, because of what the devil did in that chapter 3 of the book of Genesis, when the devil came in and scattered and fragmented the family, you saw what happened in Genesis chapter 4. The four children that were born then to Adam and Eve, Cain and Abel, you saw what happened to them. Amen. These are siblings. Born of the same parents. So this one is not my mother. It's not this one. It's my father. We are from the same father, but we are not the same mother. No, 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 no. Same father, same mother. But when they allowed envy and anger into that family, they brought corruption in. You know when everybody say, this is everything. Everybody, those in government, they are corrupt. Everything is, corruption started from the family. Praise the Lord. That governor, he stole this. That president, he stole that. This one. See all the money, billions. Hey. None of them just drops from somewhere. They came from a family. Is somebody listening? They came from a family. Corruption started. So it's not a new thing. It's been happening. It's been happening in Bible days. Hallelujah. And it started from the family. These are the issues that has been going on ever since then. And that's why today, there are many families that don't look at all like a prototype of what God really wants a family to be. It's important today to mention to us, what really will I really be missing? Because sometimes you can look at it. I've had a friend who once mentioned, well, it's a rhetorical question, not because she needed an answer, but as he said, how did I even get related with these people? And she's talking about her siblings. He said, how am I related with this kind of people? How? Because of what she was experiencing within the family, she came to a conclusion. God, you must have made a mistake. This is not where I'm supposed to be. I can't be amongst these people. We have absolutely nothing in common. I am in the midst of corrupt people. And I had nothing to say to her except to tell her. You see, and I keep telling you in this church, God is never intimidated by your challenge. In fact, he put you in that family so that you can bring light to where darkness is. Hallelujah. That's why not all of you got saved at the same time. Somebody will get saved to open the door for light to come into that family. Praise the Lord. That's why you cannot afford to leave the rest of your family in darkness. A rich man among 10 poor people will eventually become poor. Yeah. So instead of them to drag you down, you better push them up. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I had the story of a lady recently. A young lady born into a family. When she was born, she had a problem with her left leg. And the left leg was not just shorter, it was thinner. She was deformed, so to say, in her left leg. And you know, as a child growing up, she said, well, she observed that there was something different about her. But the family made her know that she was different. And that's the worst thing that can happen. It's the worst thing that can happen. She said she had a place. Her own brothers, and she's the only girl. She had 5 brothers. Said they don't play with her. She said, I have a place where I used to go and to stay. It's my comfort place. He said, I go there, I cry. He said, I've been crying since I was a child because I was different. I couldn't do the things that they could do. I was walking with crutch on one side as a child. And the family didn't make it any better for her. They made her feel different. She was ignored. She was neglected. She said, I told my father, I want to take my education to any level. He said, my father told me. For what reason? Why? Why do you want to be educated? For what? What's going to happen after you are educated? They made her believe that her deformity has concluded her life, that she can never be a better version of who she was then. She said she really wanted to go to school. She wanted to further her education. She told her father, I want to go to university. The man said, I can't even spend. It's like spending. Nobody spends on something that there is no dividend. That was coming from the father. Are you listening today? Because when you are seeing things happening in families, you need to know the foundation. But she met, along the way, she met the master, Jesus. She accepted Jesus into her life and accepted God as her father. Praise the Lord. You may have a father that is alive, but there is a father to the fatherless. Hallelujah. And as she began to go to church, somebody took her case up. I said, I see the desire in her to be all that God wants her to be. And paved her way all the way to university. And she performed excellently with her deformed leg. Pretty lady, but deformed. Hallelujah. This lady was sharing her testimony and said, my family didn't think much of me. They hurt me, and I felt there was no worth. I wasn't worth anything. I was completely devalued by them. But God picked me up. Oh, no wonder the scripture said it. Even if your father and your mother forsake you, I will never forsake you. And God did not forsake this lady. Amen. Amen. They wrote her off. But God never writes any of his children off. I don't know what you're going through today. Nobody has the power to conclude your story. Praise the Lord. As a child of God, only God can determine. And he has already predetermined that you are a winner. Praise the Lord. So he did for this lady. She not only graduated, she got a fantastic job that two well-abled men and women are still looking 2 years, 3 years after they have graduated, looking for a job they can't find. She found a fantastic job. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Not only that, you would think, with that one leg, the people will get 2 legs, they never find a husband. That was where she started her testimony. She got married 3 weeks ago. If you see the man, if you see the guy, hey, glory be to Jesus. Glory be to Jesus. The best family you can be in is God's family. And that is why every one of us, if you are a child of God, you must ensure that your family unit know this God and serves this God. That's why you are saved. Praise the Lord. In Genesis, chapter 25 and verse 28, and also Genesis chapter 27 and verses 1 to 27, we will not read it, but I'll just tell you the story. Many of you know the story of Isaac's family. Isaac was a son of Abraham. The son, the promised son that he waited for so long. Amen. When Isaac was about to have his own children, he had twins, Jacob and Esau. You've heard about them before. Jacob and Esau were the twins that Isaac had from his wife Rebekah. And before they were born, the Bible said she had issues and she went to inquire of the Lord. What's wrong? What's wrong? Something is going on the inside of me. And God answered her and told her, there are two nations on the inside of you. He said, one nation will be greater than the other. He said, in fact, the younger one will be greater than the older one. Now, I'm saying all this to us because we need to be really very careful. as a parent or a parent to be someday. Be careful how you treat your children. Be careful how you treat your children. Hallelujah. The reason why you have so many families today fighting over inheritance, beloved, it is because the children were not treated the same way. Go and find out. That is the reason. Once you make a child feel that one is better than the other, there's going to be trouble. You are sowing a seed of envy and jealousy in their hearts. And it will grow. It will germinate. Rebecca had these twins. But when they grew up, Bible said it. He said, and Isaac loved Esau, but Rebecca loved Jacob. Problem. That's where it starts. Favoritism is a problem. It's a family breaker, family destroyer. Now, everybody, any parent, definitely would have an affinity for a child that cares about you, a child that honors you, a child that obeys you. That is the truth. Hallelujah. But you have a responsibility to ensure that all your children obey you. It's your responsibility. You are the one that God will ask. So you can't go to God and say, this one, you know, konigba. No. You saw what happened to them? Corruption started. That's why corruption started. Hallelujah. It started from there. The mother called Jacob. He said, your father is about to throw a blessing. And be careful, people of God. If God starts something with you, it is spiritual. Please don't try to end it up in the natural. Please. Remember Rebecca. Got a word from God, a revelation about these two children. So she already knew that the younger one was going to be greater because God says so. But you cannot help God to make him great. That's the point I want to make. Because God told her. He said, you have two nations. One is going to be greater. And he said, the younger one is going to be greater than the older one. But because of what she has had, she wanted to do it. She wanted to help God to bring that revelation to pass. So when she had Isaac, has sent Esau to go and bring his favorite and cook his favorite meal, she quickly called Jacob and said, Eti Emelo. The prophecy is for you. Go, this is what we will do. You see how corruption starts. Even the child was saying, my father will know the difference. Hello? Let's just shut up your mouth. This is what parents do sometimes. The child is telling you, shut up your mouth. That was exactly what Rebecca did. Let me show you, forget about that. I'll handle it. Hello? I'll handle it. Your child did something wrong. Instead of you to scold your child and train your child and say, don't worry, you go to school, you go and fight the teacher. Hello? You can fight. That's what we are seeing today. That's why the families are fragmented, they are broken. They are not manifesting or revealing the glory of God in any way. Ordinary in schools, as you know, primary schools and all that, they're choosing head girl, head boy. Parents are going there with gifts to give people to vote for their own children to become head girl and head boy. And you are now saying you want to stop people from collecting semo.
for voting for somebody. Do you see where it started from? It's from the family. Corruption comes from the family. And the way the family unit goes, the way the society goes. So family units must be restored if the society is to be restored. So it's not for us to complain about people that are there. They are one from among us. Nobody came from Cameroon to come and rule in Nigeria. We are born here. We're from Nigerian families. Praise the Lord. And when they come from a broken family, beloved, there is no lizard in a family that will become an elephant when it gets to a position of responsibility. The only thing is you can become a bigger lizard. Maybe a crocodile or an alligator. It can change. So we must go to the roots. What are we? What foundation are we laying? Psalm 11 says, if the foundation be destroyed, what shall the righteous do? What shall the righteous do, beloved? What can we do? We're seeing envy and strife in the life of Cain and Abel. Self-preservation is happening. It's just, I beg, make I take care of myself. Nothing concern me with other people. Hello? But you will see that there is a purpose where why God set each and every one of us in a family. If your family are not important to your life, you will not be set in a family. And God set you in that same family. Hallelujah. Not to destroy you, but to elevate you. Oh, do you believe that? Because some of us are saying, God, after you chose all these things, you see Warren Buffett there. You didn't make me his child. Where nothing will be missing in my life, I will never suffer. As I did suffer for here. You see them there. Eh? You see that glow man. Why am I not from that family? You see Otedola. Why am I not from Otedola family? God, you didn't choose well. You bless some people more than you bless the rest of us. That's a lie from the pit of hell. Hallelujah. I said that's a lie from the pit of hell. You see, family is not about what you possess. That's not the plan of God. It's not about what you possess. Because there are a lot of rich and wealthy people, but their families are fragmented. In fact, it's worse. Some of them have brothers they don't talk to. They can't even enter their gates. They can't. Because they are poor relatives. They live in the shanties. I mean, we live in Orange Land. Banana land, coconut island. We cannot entertain people that come from the shanties. Hello? The day a man dies, we know where he came from. We go no say you no come from Banana Island. Hello, by the time they carry your cups, go your village. Praise the Lord. Where there's no water, probably no light. Amen. But family is so crucial to what God's. Look, every family that God puts you in is a blessing to you. Please, don't think it is a curse to you. Joseph must have thought his family was a curse to him. Yeah, because he suffered. Most of his suffering was in the hand of his own brethren. Hello? Those are the people. He's not even outsiders. These are his brothers. They wanted to kill him. And then they decided again. I said, well, let's just sell him. They were against him. They didn't want any good thing to happen to him in life. But you see, it is God that sets your destiny. Hallelujah. He's the one that started the story of your life. He's the only one that has the authority to conclude it. Praise the Lord. He suffered so much. But at the end of the day, what did Joseph say? You see, at the time, they were striving against him. They didn't know the future, and they didn't know God's plan. If they had killed him, they would have died in hunger. Do you see the point? So whoever is thinking very little of you right now, you are still going to be their savior. Praise the Lord. There are some people here, you have the Joseph destiny. You, it seems as if you've been suffering. But that suffering is about to turn to glory. In the name of Jesus. At the end of the day, he said, you didn't treat me badly. It was all in God's plan. In fact, I suffer so that you can be saved. Praise the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. You see, families of today, we must show love to one another. Praise the Lord. We must show love to one another. That's why God put us in a family. There are blessings in your sibling's life that you are supposed to be a partaker of. And there are blessings in your life that your siblings will partake from. So God put all of you together. You don't all have the same thing. You don't have the same thumbprint. You may not be as fast as other people, but you are still gifted. And there is something in you that they will need. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There is another man in Judges 11. His name is Jephthah. And they said, you threw him out of his father's house when the father died. I said, you are not one of us because you are not our mother's son. They threw him out of the place. But God said, they didn't know. The day that trouble came, they looked up, down, east, north, south, and west. Where is help going to come? One of them remembered Jephthah and said, that guy is a mighty man of valor. They had no choice but to go and look for him. And that one said, you have come to look for me now. Why now? I'm not good enough. They said, we are in trouble. So, this is the deal. I will help you. They said, once you help us like this, we will make you our leader. Did you hear that? We will make you our leader. Beloved, wherever that you have been rejected, shall be celebrated. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Beloved, this is just an introduction for you to know the purpose of a family. How important family is in God's plan. God himself wants family. He said, be fruitful and multiply. Why? Because the culture and the value of my kingdom, I want to spread it all over. Many of our families today are bad illustrations of what the family of God is supposed to be and what God intends it for. But beloved, we must start now to think of how we can get back to the original plan of God for the families. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the living Jesus. In closing, we must fight for our families. God wants you to fight, not only for yourself, but for the entire family, your entire family. Fight for them. Anytime I read something that Joshua said in the Bible, you know, they kept conquering. God gave Joshua leadership over the people of Israel and said, you will carry on after Moses has died, and you will divide the inheritance of these people unto them. The Bible said, to some of them they got their inheritance. To some, their inheritance were across Jordan. And there was a statement that Joshua made. He said, you cannot rest now that you have conquered your own territory. Do not rest until your brothers, whose inheritance are across the river, have conquered their own territory. So let us go and help them and assist them to conquer their own territory. That's why unity is important. Psalm 133 verses 1 to 3 said it. He said, this is a good thing for brethren to dwell together in unity. Hallelujah. He said, there is an anointing that flows. You see, it's so important. When I see, when families are struggling over so many things in life, you need the anointing, because it's the anointing that destroys the yokes that are in the family. But the anointing does not flow where there is no healthy relationship, because power originally flows through relationship. Where there is unity, the anointing will flow. But when brothers and sisters are against one another, there is division. You know what the Bible says in Matthew, in the book of Mark, chapter 3? He said, a kingdom that is divided against itself can never stand. It can't stand. Praise the Lord. It cannot stand. So there must be unity in the family. You must fight for your family. Open the Bible and I'll read this and we'll close. Nehemiah. Let's read Nehemiah. Nehemiah. Chapter 4 and verse 14. Nehemiah 4. Are you there? Is anyone there? If you are there, say amen. Amen. Ah, everybody is there. Okay. So let's read. I want you to put your eyes on this scripture and hear what Nehemiah was saying to God's family. Are you there? Want to go? Yes, read. Everyone. And I looked and rose up and said unto the nobles and to the rulers and to the rest of the people, be not ye afraid of them. Remember the Lord, which is great and terrible. And fight. Fight for who? Your brethren, your sons, your daughters, your wives, and your what? Your houses, your homes. Fight for your home. People don't want to fight for their homes these days. If things are not working, we are getting out of it, and that's the end of the story. Hello? Have you seen God out of his relational harmony? Did God start by saying, you can do what you like? Even Jesus, when he promised the Holy Spirit, said, he will not speak of himself. Hallelujah. So he's not even independent. But that which I have commanded, that he will say unto you. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. That is a family in relational harmony. My prayer for you today is that your family will be restored to the original plan of God. There will be relational harmony in your family. That the blessings that ought to flow, the anointing that ought to flow upon your family that has been seized either through strife, either through evil forces, today your family will be loosed from every captivity of the enemy in the mighty name of Jesus. Rise on your feet. Rise on your feet, everyone. Rise on your feet. Rise on your feet. If you are here today and you don't belong to God's family, because we must start from there. There is no family like God's family. If you are here today, you are yet to be part of God's family. You have not given your life to Christ. You are not yet accepted as God's child. God is the creator of everyone. But he is a father to those who accept him. So if you are here today,